Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. We are here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. We have a website, drtong.com, drtong.com, where we have thousands of cases of people with
a wide spectrum of diagnosis from arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, almost anything you name, okay? That can be cured.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Karen with us. Hi, Karen.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Karen.
Good.
Yes. Hi.
Why don't you talk to us about your Aunt Mary? Give us a little history.
Well, she's had COPD for many years, so the emphysema and asthma and the bronchitis were really pulling her down. That was, I think, the worst of her illnesses, because her lungs are very damaged.
Right.
And
she would get pneumonia?
Pneumonia at the drop of a hat. If the weather changed or the wind picked up or even if it didn't, she would just get congested and almost immediately go into pneumonia. And there were a few times that I even had a difficult time trying to save her.
And then how often was she hospitalized every year?
Well, in the before I started to see her, it was at least 4 to 6 times a year with pneumonia.
That's a lot.
It's way too much.
She's in and out of the hospital then.
In and out of the hospital. It weakened her greatly. She just ended up more of a mess than she was.
So after we started treating her, how many times she's been hospitalized?
Well, now it's been over a year since she's had any bout with pneumonia. She's never been back to the hospital, not even to the ER.
Wow.
Anytime that I feel that the emphysema is a little bit tough on her at 90, I come running in to see Dr. Tong and Dr. Tong Jr. there.
Yes.
And it breaks up the mucus, and she's almost as good as new, and she fights it a lot easier, and we don't have any problem. I haven't even really had to put her on oxygen.
So she hasn't been hospitalized for over a year now, whereas in the past she was in and out 4 to 6 times a year.
4 to 6 times a year with the emphysema.
Yes. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a wonderful story. We're going to have you on again to update us on her progress.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's just wonderful to see her smile and eat and that she's a whole different person from the horrors of, you know, being hospitalized so many times a year.
Right.
So really, we have you to thank.
Again, our website is drtong.com. drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Okay, we have our next guest with us, Angela. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here today.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And what problems did you have?
Well, actually, I was completely at a standstill. I had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. I was environmentally ill. And I was this was causing a crippling depression. And I had just been to a brain surgery for a pituitary tumor and was very disappointed and discouraged that that didn't help anything. And I heard Dr. Tong on the radio.
What was this supposed to help, the pituitary, do the brain surgery?
Yeah, they said it would help a lot of the, you know, the, I was just gaining a lot of weight and very depressed. And, you know, and the surgery was very, it was supposed to be pretty simple, but it ended up being kind of a nightmare. But within the first visit, you know, I was so, well, first of all, Dr. Tong will tell you my eyes were like half closed from the fatigue and depression.
And you look like a Chinese.
Right, I look like a Chinese, and I'm Italian. So, but within the first visit, and I had no idea what I was really coming to, but I was able to drive home in traffic, and not, I wasn't as neurotic, I was I had so much energy, and the depression was so lifted that I was so encouraged that the next time I came, I always kept bringing people with me.
You're so kind. You're so kind.
Angela, how long ago was this?
This was about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, was it only 2 years
ago? About 2 years ago, right.
Okay. Yeah, remember the time that you told me that every day you had to do coffee enema to get bubbly?
Right, I had severe constipation. Well, the coffee enema was more to clear my brain and... Mm. You know, it helped both the depression and the constipation both. Well, I just want to encourage anybody who's kind of on the fence and afraid to just give it a try, because it will help your mental. I mean, Dr. Tong can treat certain points in your body that will help your mental
and physical
by itself.
And right. It's not
so
only
less like spooky. It's so instant, but it's just about unblocking. And you know, Dr. Tong will teach you all about that.
Yes.
It's about unblocking areas of the body and the meridians and all that kind of stuff.
Angela, thank you so much for joining us today. We really so appreciate your testimony.
Yes.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And you know, if I can encourage anybody else, I just, like I said, at least try it.
Try it one or two times.
It doesn't do any good to not try.
Right.
And this may be the door that opens
that
you can really get well. And life is a very different thing when you're not depressed and in pain.
I don't make any guarantees. There's nothing at this point that I know is better than this treatment. It's not being arrogant. Check out our website and listen to the radio show. You'll find out 700 patients, 5 years, 218 radio show, and almost everybody of the 700 patients get better the first time.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment or any questions is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay, we have our next guest on the line, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Bob.
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
And why don't you give us a little history of what happened, why you came to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, about a month or so ago, I was at a local store and I fell down and landed on my knees, but I also landed on my hands, and I think my hands got the worst of it. And the wrist was the worst. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think it was at least a 5, and sometimes I went up to like about a 7. I was just, maybe about a week ago, got up to a 7.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do for the pain before you came to see us?
I just took a Tylenol painkiller. That was about all.
Mm-hmm. And did it help?
A little bit.
Okay.
Mm. I want to give a little background, Barb, okay, to tell you how the emotional affect you, okay? The fall may be part of the problem, but the main reason is that your mother died recently. Okay, you're very, very attached to your mom. And the reason why the risk, there are two channels. One is heart channel. One is the
pericardium
channel that receive, those are the antenna that receive the love and joy energy from your soul. And when your mom died, there's block. So with that block, your wrist become weak because there's no circulation there. So if you had any injury, you will be magnified.
Right, the pain is worse.
The pain will be magnified. Right. The circulation is already blocked from the sad event.
Mm-hmm.
So how were you feeling emotionally before you get the treatment from me?
Well, not good at all.
Not good at all. Can you describe it? Yeah.
Real bad, like.
Yeah, why don't you describe? Well, because your mother, when did she pass away? About
October 24th.
Okay, so about a month ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little over a month ago.
Right.
So how do you know different between before the treatment emotionally and after the treatment?
Well, before the treatment emotionally, I was feeling real bad. You know, just felt like all was lost. You know, I thought, gee, I lost my ma. She's been my ma for 55 years, and I thought, you know, this is the worst thing I could ever go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of course, I did have support from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, still, it didn't help a lot. You know, I needed something else. So.
How about after the treatment? How do you feel after the treatment?
After the treatment, I felt a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it still, you know, it still goes back. You know, I think it needs more than a couple of treatments to.
Exactly.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Because
you were very close to her.
How long ago was the treatment?
Oh, let's see. When did they start the treatment? I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Right. Okay. So how are your wrists now and just emotionally? How is it in your back and everything?
Well, my back seems quite a bit better. My wrists, they still give me some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And emotionally, it is coming along a little better. It's there are days when I just get real lonely and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were very
but right after the treatment, you were happy.
Oh, now, yeah, I was very happy after.
Remember, right after my first, I remember you were happy.
Yeah, and I went to work that night. They all noticed me at work. You know, they all said, hey, you're real happy, you know, talking about the treatments.
Well, here's my point. I want to make this point, okay? The fact that your mother died, you were really, really sad, okay? Just right after 5 minutes or 10 minutes treatment, the event did not change. The fact did not change.
Right.
But emotionally, you're totally different.
Right.
The sad event doesn't affect you. That is because your body and mind are much together,
mm-hmm.
and the mind is next to the spirit, and the spirit next to
right.
the eternal
you're
truth.
Able, right.
Yeah,
you're able to deal with it and
exactly.
accept it, and you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you get more treatment, eventually all the sadness and loneliness won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I was depressed before for a few years. I know it's all awful. It's worse than pain. It's really much worse than pain.
It is.
You lose all drive to, you know, your pain.
It.
Okay. I want to overcome it. I want to fight it. But with depression,
right.
I just lost the interest.
Down
you know, you just lie. You just exist. Terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, have a great day, and thanks so much for joining us, Bob.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have Dixie with us on the line. Dixie, welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
welcome,
you for
Dixie.
Coming on our show. Thank you so much for taking the time
you're
to share your story.
Teacher, so maybe you can teach our audience something that you learned from getting treatment from us.
I learned a big lesson when you're a teacher, how you need to leave your classroom when you have needs.
Yes.
And I spent years developing interstitial cystitis, which is tiny ulcers in the interior of the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And so many things would set off what's called a flare-up, where you could barely tolerate life because as the acid of the urine would come through the bladder and pass over the sores, it was just unbearable. I won't even go into all the treatments I had. Some were worse than the problem. Dr. Tong, just with a couple treatments, was able to solve the pain in that area, and my bladder is just not a problem at all for me anymore.
Dixie, how long did you suffer from the interstitial cystitis?
A number of years, and they thought it was from, originally they wanted to remove all my female organs. I only let them remove one ovary, which kept being connected with adhesions to my colon, so I finally take out one of those, but I didn't let them fool anymore with the bladder. I had two bladder slings installed to try to help me with that pain.
Goodness.
So,
what a joke.
It was just horrible, and all it took, and even if I get flare-ups since I've seen you, doctor, if I come in and have you work on it just once, I mean, I have years of relief. Really amazing how fast your treatment helps that problem.
Dixie, thank you so much for joining
Call
us today.
Back.
Oh, we
All
will
right,
definitely.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com to listen to our past shows. We have Mike on the line with us. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And why don't you give us kind of a history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong, what came about?
The problems.
Yeah, your problems. And
the problems, when I first came to see Dr. Tong, it was a little over 2 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I think it would be safe to say that I had more blocked channels than a guy who didn't pay his cable TV bill.
Well, you have a sense of humor.
So you didn't pay your bills, yes.
At the time, I had hypertension. I was taking 3 hypertensive drugs. I was taking a cholesterol medication.
Mm-hmm.
I had I was hypothyroid, so I was taking thyroid replacement.
Mm.
I had sciatic pain in both parts of my legs that I had for about 9 months and had been to a chiropractor for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I had a discoloration in the calves of my legs from circulation problems, that my cardiologist said would never go away. Had a bad right knee and a sore left shoulder. I'll tell you, I was a wreck.
Oh, my gosh. Grocery list.
Yeah. If I was a used car, they would have towed me away.
Well, you still have your sense of humor intact.
Yes. I have one before I came to see Dr. Tong. I think it was a shot.
Yes. How long did you have the high blood pressure, the hypothyroid, and cholesterol problem? How long did you take those medications?
Well, I've been hypertensive since I was about 16 years old, and I'm 55 now. So I've had stages where I've been able to get off them through diet and being very thin. But at the time, I was on those three medications for well over 10 years, and I was on the thyroid medication for 20-something years.
Wow.
And I was on the cholesterol medication for about 3 years at the time. And when I came to see you, after the first treatment, I actually didn't go for any of those things. I went strictly for the sciatic pain because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And after the first treatment, the sciatic pain in my right side was totally gone. And after the second treatment, he took care of the left side and treated me also on the first couple of visits for the other instances of getting me off my pills. In fact, Dr. Tong had advised me to get off my pills right away, and I wouldn't listen to him. I didn't want to get off of those types of medications quickly, so he talked me into the second or third visit to taper off.
The second one.
Yeah. Then by the third visit, I was totally off all my meds, and my blood pressure was 128 over 78, 72, right in that range.
How high was it before?
When I was off meds, it could be as high as 170 over 100, 110 at times.
That's quite high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was high, and I was on three medications for it. So I've been off those medications now. I went off them right away. In fact, against Dr. Tong's wishes, because he doesn't ever like anyone to spend money on useless doctors, I got him to give me a prescription to have a lipid test taken and a thyroid test taken. So I went to an independent blood workup and got a workup, and my cholesterol off of the medication after treatment was 158.
That's good, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And my blood pressure stayed low. My thyroid medication, which the thyroid range, I believe, is supposed to be between 5 and 12. And my thyroid range, when I started taking the replacement thyroid, was 1.6.
Mm-hmm.
And after the treatment with Dr. Tong and being off it for off the pills for about 2-3 months and taking this workup, my thyroid was functioning at 10.5.
And this was off the medication?
Off the medication, and I've been basically run replacement for 23, 24 years.
That
is... So to this day now, it's been 2.5 years, and my weight has gone back up to about where it was when I first went to see Dr. Tong. And my blood pressure still remains very low for the last 2.5 years. That's never shifted with my weight gain. My cholesterol's been great. My thyroid's been great.
And this is all without medication?
All without medication. And,
yes.
Can I talk about two things that I think are somewhat miraculous?
Yes.
Sure.
One of them is that when I first came to see Dr. Tong, I had from the center of my calf down to my ankle a dark brown discoloration on both legs.
Yes.
And my cardiologist explained to me that I had burst some capillaries and that the pigmentation in the cells was an issue. It was not a serious problem, but that the color could never be restored, and I was going to have to live with that. And I would tell you now that after about, I don't know how many treatments it was, but it wasn't long, I can tell you right now, it's 99% gone.
Yeah, as much as
cardiologist said it would never be gone. So that's empirical evidence of exactly how much energy was moved down to the lower parts of my body that weren't before.
Right.
And then the second one was, and this has happened on more than one occasion when I come to see Dr. Tong for, I used to get sinus infections really bad where I would cough up yellow and green phlegm and sore throat, sore sinuses. It would last sometimes off and on for a month or more. And I've gotten symptoms of that where I've started coughing up yellow and had chills and had raw sinuses and actually walked into his office, had him treat me, and by the time I got home, it was entirely gone.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
That's my pleasure.
Your story is incredible, and we will have to follow up on you and see how everything else is going then.
Okay, great.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. So now we're going to welcome in the studio with us. Welcome, yes. Sherry and Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. We're so glad to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Yes.
Originally, I came here to Dr. Tong because I had been to so many doctors. I had been to 15 doctors, to be exact, because my leg, I had a huge tumor on my leg, remember?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was 9x7, the tumor was, and it stuck out 2 inches.
Yes.
And my whole leg was swollen because previously I had had a hysterectomy because of cancer, and they took lymph nodes doing an exploratory surgery. So I really had lymphedema in my leg also.
Right, they couldn't clear it
out. Lymphedema means a swelling of the leg due to non-drainage of the lymphatic channels.
Right.
Yes, and so I was on Vicodin every day because of the pain. And I went to doctors. I had an MRI done. I had a CAT scan done. And I thought it was cancer, seeing that I had had cancer before. I was hoping it wasn't. But they said, no, it just looks like regular fat cells, just like in
tumor,
your body.
Lipoma. Yeah. Right.
They didn't say it was a lipoma.
Oh, they did
they
not.
They never diagnosed it. They were kind of baffled. They didn't know, but they saw this humongous tumor. And they would send me to doctor after doctor after doctor. And so finally, and then they didn't even want to do surgery. I wanted them to take it off or something so I wouldn't have all this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't know what to do. So my sister, Sandra, who came to you, and you helped her so much with her lungs and, you know, her breathing problem that she had. She had me, please, Sherry, begged me. I said, nope, I'm not going to any more doctors. That's it. I'm not going to see another doctor.
Mm.
And she said, please, Sherry, I've been to one treatment with Dr. Tong. I heard him on the radio, and I feel so much better. Please go to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I conceded because I love my sister. And I went to see Dr. Tong. And as Elaine knows, you know, I guess I wasn't a happy camper.
No, yes, she was very unhappy.
I didn't know I was.
You weren't smiling at
no,
all.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. You know,
don't
I didn't know that.
Like this, no.
No, I didn't know I wasn't happy.
So after the first trip, it was Christmas.
It was Christmas, mm-hmm. and I was with my daughter, who was about 7 years old, you know, mm-hmm. and I hadn't been able, I had no energy, absolutely no energy. I would have to go to bed, like I'd get up in an hour, and I'd have to go back to bed. That is how much energy I did not have. I really felt like I was dying. Mm-hmm. That's why I say Dr. Tong saved my life. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
He did save my life. I had to go back to bed after being up an hour. I had no energy. And so after I was with Dr. Tong, I had one treatment, and maybe two, I'm not for sure, but we were at the mall, and I'm saying, oh, let's go to this store area, let's see the store, and she goes, well, come on, let's go home, I'm tired. Oh, well, no, let's just go see one more store, just one more store, you know, and I had so much energy, and so then we're on the way home, and I said, oh, let's stop there, no, let's go home, you know, but I had so much energy with just two treatments, I know for sure, and the pain disappeared, the swelling. All that lymphedema went away.
Mm-hmm. It's gone.
It was
well,
like
you don't
a
have
miracle.
The problem anymore, right?
No. Oh, I've never had lymphedema since then. Never. Mm. And that tumor shrunk. He took that his treatment, his needle, and he put it all around and inside right there, and it disappeared. And those other doctors couldn't do a thing for me.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Why don't we get to Mark, too? Let's have him tell his story about how he came to see Dr. Tong. Well, through Sherry, of course. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So why don't you tell us what Dr. Tong treated you for first, initially?
I would just sweat profusely all the time,
okay,
whether it was hot or cold.
Oh.
And so I went to Dr. Tong, and he toned me down to where it's all inside now. It's not coming out near as much. That sweat isn't coming out near as much as it used to.
And how many treatments did that take?
I think only one or two.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd have to look back at the records.
And you've never had that problem again?
I think one treatment.
I think just one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this time I had a pain in my knee. For about a year and a half, I've had a pain in my knee. And I'd say it's probably 50% gone now just after one treatment yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Oh, mm-hmm. See, it's the first time I treat you. Yes. Uh-huh.
For the knee.
Uh-huh. Right.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Mark and Sherry, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you for having us.
It was wonderful having you again. We'll have you again soon.
Wonderful to see you.
Again, our website is drtong.com, D drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Okay, our next guest with us is Don. Hey, Don.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Hi, Don. Yes.
Welcome to our show. Why don't you tell the audience what where you're from and what you do?
I'm from Norwalk, California, and I'm a construction worker.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you just give a history? You have quite a history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong.
Well, I had swelling problems for about 10 years, but after stepping on a couple of screws at work and damaging my feet, my circulation got really bad, and I was about ready to lose, you know, was about ready to turn to gangrene. My foot was about, my leg was up to the knee, was swollen like a 50-gallon drum, and it was coal black like a boot.
Mm. You're a diabetic, right?
Right.
And how long have you been diagnosed with that?
About 14 years now.
Yes, okay.
Mm. And so I was really stressed. I was driving around on a Saturday, and I heard your show on Saturday, and I says, I got to go try that. So I called up, made an appointment. Got right in, and right away you started to relieve the symptoms. And I think within about 3 months, you had my leg back to completely normal. And I thank you so much for saving my leg.
Yeah.
And we actually have pictures on the website of how your leg was in the past.
Yes.
I mean, you literally almost lost your leg, I believe, like 3 times or something in the past, right? 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was over a period of a couple of years of stepping on screws and getting infected. I was walking on them for a couple of days without knowing that it was in my boot, and it was only a bloody mess from my sock when I took off my sock.
Right. Oh, because you couldn't.
My feet, you know, had no feeling.
Right. That's the issue. Is Don is a diabetic, so he has the neuropathy. You don't feel it, and also when you get infections, it's much harder to clear.
So for those people who want to see the before and after picture of Don's leg,
right. check out photo evidence.
Photo
on
evidence
the
on my website.
DrTong.com, DrTong.com.
Yeah.
Well, Don, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible.
Yes.
And we'll have to follow up with you.
Thanks again for the treatment on my leg.
Okay. You're
have
welcome.
A great day. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.